direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and it's my favorite day of the month because we talked to Marianne Winkowski. And I told you to call early. I know you're already lined up, so I won't hog Marianne for too long before we get the onslaught of calls. And as John came in, he said, now you do understand Marianne's on line two. The callers are on line one. You can do this, can't you? And the answer was, I don't know, but we'll find out. Maybe it's ghosts. But we'll start with Marianne and say, Marianne, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you?
All right. So we have our next new moon a week from Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So right now we are toward the end, the waning days of the full moon. Now, is ghost activity less likely to be in the latter half of the month, you know, from the full moon to the new moon, or do the ghosts care?
It is over. It's the week working up to the full moon that they're the busiest. Say the full moon was today. So last Thursday it would have started, Friday a little bit more, Saturday more, Sunday more, until it would have been really raging today. Now on the new moon, it starts very, very heavy on the day of the new moon, and it's over the next day. Okay. So right now we're in the middle of nothing.
Good.
They're just there. There's not a lot of energy right now.
Does it matter to the ghost in terms of, are they able to get more energy on a full moon?
You know, it's whatever that is from the moon, whatever that reason is, I have no idea why the moon does that to earthbound spirits. I really don't know. You know, there's a lot of people that say a lot of different things about a full moon. More babies are born on a full moon. More people commit suicide on a full moon.
Sure.
It's just something of the energy of the full moon, I think. And if it's an eclipse, lunar or solar, it's ghost on steroids, seriously.
Well, and we have a big one coming up October 25th. I hear all the astrologers talking about it like it's the end of the world as we know it. So it should be.
I know, and of course they're going to play it up because, of course, it's Halloween.
Well, that's right. That's right. And I understand you are going to be on coast to coast on Halloween.
I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, good.
Surprise.
Finally, a reason to listen. Finally, the reason. I mean, ever since Art left, I don't listen, but I sure will for this. That'll be terrific. Now, as I say, I'll get to the callers, but there's something else I was wondering about. You do a lot of personal appearances, and a lot of people come, and, you know, they want to know if they brought ghosts and all that, which I understand that. But has it ever occurred that a ghost wants to talk to you to let the person know they're there?
Yeah, it actually happened at one of the events before COVID, okay? And there was, it was really strange. There was a woman sitting, and she was maybe in her 60s, and she looked matronly.
Okay.
That's a good word to describe her.
Okay.
And there was this ghost hovering around her, this earthbound spirit. And the weirdest thing, this ghost was holding a rosary. And I'm thinking, what in the world? And there were a couple other ghosts attached to some of the other people that had come. And this rosary lady ghost wasn't talking. So finally, I looked at her and I said, well, are you going to say something? She said, and she looked at me, and she looked down at this matronly woman, and she said, yes, she is a nun.
What?
And, yeah, the matronly woman was a nun.
Wow.
And, you know, they're you can't even tell anymore. They're in stealth mode now. You know, nuns don't wear habits anymore. Hardly any of them even wear a crucifix.
Wow.
And but I thought, wow. So I said to this ghost, I says, what does she do? She's a counselor.
Okay.
For, you know, for the county. And I said, interesting. And she told me where she lived and everything. She says, you need to tell her. Her mother has a message for her. And I said, so that's why you're here. She said, yes, because her mother needs to tell her something. I said, okay. And so I'm not going to pick on anybody. So I'm sort of looking, I said, does anybody else have any other questions? And I'm sort of looking at her thinking, come on, because you know my little thing here,
yeah.
If you don't ask, I don't tell you.
Right.
And so I'm just going to, start telling her about it.
Yeah.
So finally, at the end, she had come up and she purchased a book, and she was waiting for me to sign it, and she said to me, I have somebody with me, don't I? I said, you do. I said, but you never asked. She said, no, she says, you know, it's hard for me to get my head around this whole thing. And now, I know she's a nun. She
right.
didn't tell me she's a nun, but
right.
I know she's a nun.
Right.
And I said, religious reasons?
Huh?
And that could mean anything.
Yes.
It doesn't have to mean she's a nun.
Right.
And she said, partly. And I said, listen, sister.
Oh.
And she looked at me, and she said, oh, you do know. And I said, yes. I says, because Margarita has a message for you. She says, my mother. I said, yes, she does. So I told her what the message was. And this is something that had been bothering her since her mother died 15 years prior.
Wow.
Now, the funny part is this. The ghost with the rosary
yeah.
did not go to the white light.
Well, exactly. Now, this is what I was going to talk about, because now, obviously, her mother's on the other side. Her mother's not a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother
mm-hmm.
couldn't get to her daughter, even though her daughter is very religious, maybe not spiritually inclined on that level to pick up on anything from mom. So her mother had to find a ghost?
To get yeah. the message to her, correct.
Wow.
Now, okay, when I die, and if I stay earthbound,
right.
I am still going to be able to talk to other earthbound spirits. If I was a psychic medium and I could see the ones that crossed over,
right.
if I died and stayed earthbound, I could talk to them. This nun had some ability to talk to spirits that had crossed over.
But not her mother.
Well, her mother wasn't paying any attention, and the best way for her mother to get to her would have been in a dream.
Now,
but
when
she didn't pay any attention yeah. to her dreams.
When you told her the message, was there that immediate recognition, like she knew, I know what mom's trying to say here?
Well, the first thing she said, I needed an answer for that question for almost 15 years.
Oh, man. Well, that's a great story.
Sometimes it just happens.
Now,
I've got a big event tomorrow night, the first one actually since COVID. And it was crazy because the hotel only let us, it wouldn't let us have any more than 100 people there.
Well, where is it?
They said they'd in Strongsville.
Okay, and
near Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah, right.
And,
absolutely. Is it sold out?
And that in 4 days.
Okay. All right. We won't plug it then.
And they wouldn't let me. Right. And they said they couldn't. I couldn't have any more people because they didn't have staff for it.
Wow.
Now, what that has to do from 6 o'clock at night to 9 o'clock at night with staff, I truly don't understand. But that's okay. But now that hotel, it'll be full.
Sure it will.
Because ghosts hang out in hotels. And 100 people coming in. Now, I'm sure some of those people I've done work for, so they're going to come in wearing their quincy, and they won't have any ghosts with them.
Right.
But there's going to be people that come in that are going to have ghosts attached to them. There's no doubt. There's going to be people that showed up because somebody died probably within the last year that they want information about.
Right, and they may or may not get it, obviously.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
If that person is with them, fine. But if they've crossed over, I can't tell them anything.
Right, unless...
But in all honesty...
I was going to say, unless they brought a ghost like the nun.
Right, right, exactly. And that doesn't happen very often.
No, that's a great story. Wow, I love it. All right, like I say, I could go on all night, but that's always the truth with you. So I'm hogging everybody enough, and we will have no bumpers whatsoever, and we will come back in moments. And we've got Donna, we got Valerie, we got Stacy, and there is a line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I've got Mary Ann Winkowski with me, and again, maryannwinkowski.com, maryannwinkowski.com, and go to YouTube and just type in Mary Ann Winkowski. You get the channel. You can look at all of the Wednesday chats and everything else if you're not up to speed. And of course, I can see already most of you are. So Mary Ann, we'll start with Donna. And Donna is in Schaumburg. So Donna, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Mary Ann. Hello, Ralph.
Hi.
I know if I have any ghosts or spirits.
Nobody on a regular basis. The house is actually pretty quiet. There is somebody that likes, do you have some kind of a blanket or cedar chest that you have blankets stored in?
I have a plastic container at the foot of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Is there something in there that was made by a relative that has died?
No.
Okay. Well, this lady that comes on occasion is looking for some kind of needlework. I don't know if it's a afghan or a quilt, maybe a doily, but it's some kind of needlework that she did when she was alive.
Well,
so I don't know if this is from a
tree for my mother.
A family tree. Yeah, it's interesting.
That would do it. That's definitely needlework. Have you had many dreams of your mother?
No.
Have you ever dreamt of your mother?
No.
Oh. Has anybody you know had a dream of your mother?
My sisters.
Okay.
And my daughter.
Crossed over then.
All right.
Okay. Then she's crossed over. She's in heaven. She's where she's supposed to be, so that's good. But I think she's just coming through. Is the family tree out, or is it put up someplace?
It's stored right now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I think that might be what she's a little upset about.
Okay.
She thinks that you should be displayed. It should be out and people looking at it.
Okay.
Maybe she must be very proud of the way it looked, and she thinks that everybody should see it. So, but that's the only thing. Other than that, I think you're okay.
Okay. The reason why I asked about ghosts is we lived in a condo for about 7 years. And I would wake up in the middle of the night with two gentlemen standing next to the side, my side of the bed. And when we moved to Schaumburg, they would be standing on my side of the bed. And I haven't seen them for about 10 years.
Okay. Well, that's common in any kind of a building that has more than one family in condos, apartments, anything like that. But if they must be bothering somebody else now if they're not hanging out with you, so that's good.
Sounds like they haven't come back.
Okay, I have one more question.
Yeah.
My husband passed away April 20th of 2021. I have not dreamt of him. Mm-hmm. I talk to him every night. okay. During the day, but...
First of all, can I ask, what did he die of?
Dementia.
Well, right there, stop. That's good. Dementia, somebody came and took him over. He is not stuck. He is where he's supposed to be. People, I mean, a guardian angel, his mother, his father, somebody came and got him. However, it can take up to 2 years before somebody actually has a dream about somebody that's died and crossed over. So you're not quite there yet. So, and because of the dementia, he's got a little bit to learn and get back, you know, with all of his, you know, with his whole mind. But watch for closer to his 2 year death, and I'm sure you'll have a dream of him.
Thank you very much.
All right. Well, good luck
to you. You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. So, good. Well, that's good news. So, we will get to Valerie and we'll get to Stacy, and there's a line available for you. And we've got Marianne Winkowski. Tomorrow night is sold out. However, if you go to MarianneWinkowski.com, you'll learn a whole bunch. And I think you're really going to like the YouTube videos as well. So, that's YouTube.com. Look for Marianne Winkowski on WGN Radio.
When news breaks in Chicago or the world, you'll hear it here, and we'll talk about it here. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN, or download the WGN radio app and stream us live.
WGN Radio News is on the air. Good evening, I'm David Jennings at 10:30. Wakanda High School got a surprise they did not want today. WGN Sports, Cubs over Baltimore 3-2. Houston beat the Sox 21-5. Bears knock off the Seahawks 27-11. WGN traffic on the expressways and the tollways right now. Inbound express lanes and outbound express lanes on the Kennedy are shut down until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning. Let's see what's happening on the Eisenhower. No delays to speak of. Right now, we have the only major delay, Route 390 West from Route 83 to Lake Street. It'll take you about 10 minutes, but of course there's a lot of construction and a regular train service with delays. That's the Metro UP line heading UP North line, and they're talking about service from Waukegan. That is because of a pedestrian incident earlier in the evening. A student at Wakanda High School was arrested today after school officials received information that the young man was in possession of a weapon. School resource officer made the arrest. Police determined it was a handgun. They say they did some checking and there was no one being targeted and no threat of violence. Chicago Police Sergeant Michael Vitellaro has been charged with felony official misconduct and aggravated battery over his interaction with a teenaged boy in Park Ridge last month. The U.S. housing market has dropped from its high-flying days earlier this year. Home sales in July down for the sixth consecutive month. The problems? Sharply higher mortgage rates, higher inflation, and prices that are still near an all-time high. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Partly cloudy, 67 tonight. Partly sunny, breezy, warmer. Chance of a shower, high 87. Saturday, Sunday, cloudy, warmer, humid, scattered morning showers, maybe a thunderstorm for the afternoon or two, and then in the evening as well. Saturday's high 83, Sunday's high 79 degrees. 75 at O'Hare, 78 Midway, 73 at the lake. Celebrating our 100th year serving Chicago, I'm David Jennings on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Where does fine art meet the fine art of sausage racing? Where do good times flow? On a lake, a river, or a beer garden? In Milwaukee, where unique unites. Head to the fresh coast to indulge in food, festivals, and the new beer and cheese curd pass, giving you easy access to everything that makes the Brew City special. Go to visitmilwaukee.org/summer and start looking forward to Milwaukee. That's visitmilwaukee.org/summer.
Tune into Let's Get Legal this Saturday when host John Hansen talks with leading expert defense attorney Michael Leonard. What does it mean when a defendant has been charged with a white-collar crime? How often do the feds lose in court? How do they determine the length of sentences of federal criminal cases? And what is a typical whistleblower case? Find out all this and more Saturday on Let's Get Legal with expert defense attorney Michael Leonard. That's this Saturday at 1 on Let's Get Legal, right here on WGN Radio.
Plug into powerful savings with 11% off Zero Wire products at Menards. Zero Wire is an American-owned leading manufacturer of building wire for residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Zero Wire's quality copper and aluminum wire and cable products are designed with practicality and innovation in mind, making installation easier than ever. Get 11% off all Zero Wire products at Menards. Good through August 21st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Antenna TV is TV how it was meant to be.
Hey, come on in. Make yourself at home.
Where phone calls are never sent to voicemail.
Tell her it's George Burns.
Okay, I can't wait to see you.
It's where friends are family, and family is everything.
I love you, Mama.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You do love me.
I don't just love you, Weezy. I'm crazy about you.
I love you. And you.
I love you, Jack.
Antenna TV. TV how it was meant to be.
Now that's what I call magic.
When you're facing a long haul or dealing with a heavy load, call in the big boys. Chevy Silverado 2500 or 3500 HD. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and power up. Silverado Heavy Duty works as hard as you do. It's life in HD.
The Bob Surratt Morning Show. The show you're listening to now.
Stand by 10 seconds.
The Bob Surratt Morning Show from 6 to 10 a.m.
Something special about 6 o'clock.
With time, temperature, and happy chatter.
Tomorrow
morning at 6 on WGN.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. We're bumper free when we talk to Marianne Winkowski because I don't want to waste a precious minute with her. And yeah, I want to ask about children ghosts for a moment because, Marianne, I just read this story, maybe you've seen it, that a couple bought in New Zealand this week, bought a couple suitcases at auction, and they opened it and found remains of children. And so, I know, can you even imagine? And so I'm wondering, though, how often is it that the ghosts in question are children wanting to be in touch with the subjects?
Children stay a lot. There's a couple reasons for that. Number, the biggest reason is this. Your child dies, say, however, accident, health, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's this 5-, 6-year-old, 7-year-old standing right there by the casket, standing close to mommy and daddy, and probably their siblings. Mommy and daddy are grief-stricken. They're crying, and he feels bad. He wants to stay with mommy and daddy. And so he doesn't go into the light. Well, his siblings get older, and mommy and daddy stop crying so much. They probably have a couple more kids. And now this kid is definitely lost. That's why children will seek out live children to hang out with, because they like kids. So one of the main, except, like I said, not murder or something, like right. The kids in the suitcase, but that's one of the main reasons why children stay, is that their parents just can't let them go. It used to be better many years ago when somebody died, like today is Friday, maybe they'd be shown on Sunday and Monday and buried on Tuesday. You know, you had time to grieve. Mm-hmm. Now, you die today, you're shown tomorrow, and you're buried. You're done. You're gone. And I don't think people have enough time to grieve sometimes, and they keep their loved ones here by letting them see how upset they are.
Yeah.
Now, another reason why a child will stay, I'm going to use my children as an example. I have two girls, 3 years apart. When they were 6 and 3, if the 6-year-old got sick and took her to the doctor said, she's very, very ill. She's got 6 more months to live.
Well,
that's it. Okay, now, am I ever going to yell at this child that's going to die in 6 months? She can have anything she wants. She can do anything she wants. The only thing she can't do is kill her sister.
Right.
But now she's a brat.
Yeah.
And she's a bully because she's gotten away with being naughty and getting her way for 6 months. When she dies and she's standing there at the foot of the casket, oh, no, she's going to go and be a little bully and hang around live children and be very mean to them. So when a parent calls and says, a lady called and she said, my little boy has always been so good. He's never done anything bad. She said, but the last 7 months he's been horrible. And every time I say, why did you do that? He said, well, Billy said I should do it. Mm-hmm. So she called me, and this is what she's telling me. She said he cut the curls off of his sister's head. He was taking paper towels and paper napkins, rolling them up in a ball, throwing them on the stove, and lighting them.
Oh, my God.
With the gas stove.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so she says, and there was a boy ghost in the house. Looked maybe a couple years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
But from the way he was dressed, he probably died in the 50s. So mentally, they were probably about the same age because mm-hmm. kids nowadays are smarter. So I said, okay, Smudge, have a priest come in, do something, because he's just going to keep pushing your son's buttons and keeping him, you know, doing naughty things.
Yeah.
And I hung up and I thought, yeah, she's never going to do anything. 3 weeks later, she calls me back and she said, oh my God, she said, I should have did something. She said, I should have had you come out. I said, what happened? Billy had made her son throw a 5-pound bag of sugar in the dryer at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What?
And start the dryer.
No.
They are lucky that wasn't a fire.
Yeah.
They could not fix the dryer. The dryer was totaled.
Yeah.
But Billy made him do it. So when a mom or somebody calls and says, I think my kid has an imaginary friend, but maybe he's not imaginary, is the kid acting bad or getting mouthy or, you know, something like, are they sick all the time? Then you have to do something. But here's the thing. Ghost kids, anybody that dies and doesn't cross over, they stay the same age.
Right.
So if this little Billy boy died when he was 8 years old in 1950, he's still 8 years old.
Yeah.
So when this little boy, her son, got older, he would just leave and go to a house where there's little kids again.
Of course. Of course. He's seeking his own. Absolutely. Now, in those cases, do you have success crossing those kids over?
Yeah. It's a little tricky sometimes. I used to think, then you learn, but I used to think, and this kid was dead. He died in 1927, if I remember correctly. And you know, I have to laugh when I look at people what they're wearing. I look at this kid and I thought, geez, what's this little Amish boy doing here? Heck, that's the way everybody dressed.
Right,
back.
Right.
I said, do you want to go to the light? And I said, do you want to go to heaven? And he said, I don't know. And I said, don't you want to see your mommy and daddy? Oh my God, he freaked out. No. No, I don't want to see mommy and daddy. I'm thinking, okay, you know, not everybody has a happy childhood.
Right.
And I said, grandma or grandpa? No, no, he didn't want to see anybody. I said, who do you want to see? He wanted to see Pete. I said, Pete? I said, okay, is Pete your brother, an uncle? Who's Pete? His dog.
Oh, I love it.
I said, your dog. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, here we go. And I said, all right. And this little boy was about 10. And I says, I'm going to make the white light right over there, and if you go into it, you'll see Pete. And he very slowly, like dragging his feet with his toes hitting, he just poked. And he turned around. He said, lady, are you telling me the truth? I says, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Pete's going to be in there. I'm thinking, you just got to get in there, kid.
Right.
I don't know who's going to be in there. And he almost got to the light, and he said, lady, there's Pete. And he ran into the light.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I got one more question, because I know I'm hogging you, and this is terrible, but I always get on a roll here. You had mentioned that, like, with the dementia victims, somebody crosses them over. I would have thought that would have happened with the kids.
If they're very young, like babies, under the age of 3, a guardian angel, a grandma, a grandpa, somebody takes them over. I have never found a ghost child younger than 3. In the 70-some years I've done this, I think maybe I ran across 2 or 3, but they talked like they were 5 or 6.
Okay.
That's the age they normally stick around, 5 or 6. And, you know, they have their minds, too. If they don't want to go, they're not going to go.
Yeah, that's great. All right, Valerie is in Warrensville. Valerie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good evening, ladies.
Hi.
All right, let me turn off my speaker. Okay, there we go. I'm sitting in my apartment, ladies, and I'm staring at my dad's ashes.
Okay.
And you want to know if he's there with you?
Or some other relative or something else in the house, whatever.
Is this what your father wanted his ashes to do, sit on your mantle, or did he want to be someplace, his ashes spread someplace?
He wanted to be on top of mom. Paternal grandmother.
Fine. Yeah, no, that's fine then. Usually people don't really care once they've actually done the deed and died. They may say, oh, I want this and I want that and I want a huge this or that. They find out, no, the only real problem is if your parents wanted to be buried, and you decided it's cheaper to cremate them.
Whoa.
That would be a reason why they don't cross over.
Yeah, boy.
But if you did what they wanted to, I'm sure that you're getting visits from anybody. And if it's their birthday, their anniversary, the day they died, your birthday, those are days they always visit. You know, if all of a sudden you walk in a room and you smell Old Spice aftershave and that's all your dad wore, he's visiting. So, no, your house is fine as far as, at least for today it is. It's fine. There's nothing there, and the ashes are fine.
All right, Valerie, thanks. I appreciate it. So, good. Valerie is clear, at least for the night. Good. Now,
right.
Tomorrow, who knows? Stacy is in Algonquin.
No.
Welcome back to WGN Radio, Stacy.
Hi, Raleigh. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Okay, what do you think, Marianne?
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Well, we hear you. I'm going to let Marianne decide whether you're alone.
Yeah, what's going on? You think you have a problem going on?
Oh, no. I just wanted to know if you feel anything in the house at all.
No, the house is pretty clear. How many people live in the house?
Oh, just me.
Oh, okay. No, the house is clear then. You're good. There's nothing going on.
Good. Yeah.
Pretty quiet night so far. Yeah.
Stacy lost her husband recently, and I think we established last time that he's not there. So, Stacy, it's clear. Don't worry. He's where he should be.
Yeah.
So you said that he can visit me also?
Yeah, he can come back and visit you.
Of course he can. He can come back whenever he wants. And like I said, the way he's going to contact you will be in a dream. That's the way they come in a dream. As soon as you dream of him and you actually see him in a dream, you have to start talking. But once you start talking to him in your dream, he will answer you and you can converse with him.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
All right, good deal. Thanks, Stacy. It sounds good.
Everybody, you have a very blessed and happy weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you. You too. too.
All right, good deal. Yeah, I know that Stacy's been, it's been very tough for her, and she has been wondering, is Raldo around? Okay, so Nancy is in McHenry. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Sometimes, like last night, I was sitting reading a book on my iPad, and I felt like there were other people in the room around me. Is that coming?
Yeah. How many people live in your house?
Just myself.
Oh, no. You had company last night for sure. The energy is still there. It was two women, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, are you in a standalone house, or are you in an apartment or a condo?
I'm in a condo.
Ah, okay. Then it's probably a nosy neighbor ghost from one of the other units that was seeing what was going on. And that's unfortunate with that kind of a living situation. They just come in and out. You know, if you want to stop that, all you would have to do is once every 2 weeks, is just get a smudge stick and smudge your place, and at least the next time they want to come in, they'll go, nah, I don't think I want to go in. The energy doesn't feel good to them.
Yeah. No,
good.
But I lost a son 20-some years ago, and about 2 years later, or a year later maybe, I woke up early in the morning just after dawn and sat up in bed, and I heard his voice. And he said, they say I'll be all right once I settle in.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
With him talking to me, telling me that he was safe in heaven or wherever.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's good. That's good. That's a comfort.
Great. And, you know, I can't do that, but there's a lot of people that sure can.
Yeah.
And I haven't had any feelings yet, but my brother died of Alzheimer's. He was 87, I believe.
Yeah,
just in September, and I'm wondering if he's crossed over yet.
Oh yeah,
he was
again, anybody
dead.
With any kind of mental illness, somebody comes and gets those people. They are never stuck at all. They definitely cross over.
Yeah, good deal. All right, Nancy, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, so. I was going to give the phone number out, but I am not Johnny D. He'll wind up being our last caller. We're talking to Marianne Winkowski. Go to MarianneWinkowski.com and go to YouTube and search for Marianne Winkowski, and you'll get all the information you want, although once a month she's kind enough to take an hour to talk to you directly. So we'll find out what Johnny D. is being haunted by or not coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and we have Marianne Winkowski with us for the hour, and I believe Johnny D. has been waiting patiently. He'll probably be our last caller tonight. So Johnny D., are you haunted?
Geez, I don't know, but I have a question for Marianne. How you doing tonight,
okay.
Wally?
Okay. So ask
all
a question.
All right, good. Okay, Marianne, you know, Raleigh had suggested to me last time you were on that I call, because I got in kind of late, and she said, well, next time Marianne's on, give her a call and ask her. Well, my question is, firstly, I also wanted to mention to you that I'm in North Royalton every Christmas Eve for about the past, 12 years now. I make it up to North Royalton. I have a nephew that lives up there, and he does Christmas Eve, you know.
I got less than 2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes, so get to it.
Oh, okay. Well, what it is, Marianne, last time you were on, I think you just mentioned it to some woman. If you smell a fragrance, like, you know, and you're saying like a cologne or perfume, familiar, like somebody used to wear that's gone now. My mom passed in 2009, and I've been walking into my kitchen, and Raleigh says, you'll follow me on this because of your ethnicity. She said, I go in my kitchen lately, and I'm smelling kugels and eggs, mullingham, and flat dot.
Oh, your mom's visiting. She's visiting. She's having a good time. Nope, yeah. That's her visiting. She's still keeping an eye on you. Cute.
I'm 70 years old, Marianne.
That's all right.
That's okay. She's still your mom.
That's exactly right. You're still her child. Yeah. So
you know kugels and eggs and mullingham and flat dot.
Of course
you do know that. And if you're in North Royalton, we are one city over from where you're at.
Oh, in Youngstown.
Well, he lives in Youngstown, but he comes in.
I'm in Seven Hills.
All right. Seven Hills it is.
Okay.
So good deal.
Thank you, Marianne.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
So, bye-bye.
Yeah, I figured when he asked me about this stuff, I said, oh, you'll know what it is. But
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Every time he says this, I don't even know what it is, but it makes me hungry just thinking about it. Well,
You know, good Italian food.
Yes, the best, the absolute best. Well, as usual, you're the best. It's always fun to do this hour, and I'm looking forward to next month. In the meantime, next week, next Saturday, is the full moon, and everybody can find out about the law of abundance at MarianneWinkowski.com. Have a ball tomorrow night.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.